back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Evan. We make Luke Evan and Bryant Kobe beef. Right? I like beef. Kobe beef is pretty delicious. Either way, I'm down with anything of marbly. And I've been hearing about the fats aren't as bad for you as I'm told. So, hooray for us. I'm just going to accept that as fact and move on until it's not again. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anyway. Because you know what? We're broadcasting on the southern swath of Wisconsin here. I'm in Waukesha, WAUK, 540 AM and 101 FM, the Shaw. Evan's over there in the Solidarity Realty Studios at WTTN, 1580 AM in Madison, as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio. Check us out on the Devil Radio app and give me a call, 844-967-2789. I've been doing a lot of talking about crime today. A lot of talking about what the narrative is on crime and how it's, oh my goodness, all these Democrat-run cities, and what about Chicago? And not about what about Jacksonville, what about Houston, what about, or actually Houston's a Democrat-run city, but again, what about, you know, Kentucky, Alabama, and Mississippi, and South Carolina, a whole bunch of places that have worse murder rates than the ones they all cry about. But again, let me just finish up this piece and we will get to the phones at 844-967-2789. You can call or text. Let me just finish what this has to say because I want to get to it. There has been undeniably an increase in homicides during the pandemic. U.S. saw a 30% increase in homicides in 2020. Third wave data shows the murder rates have climbed slightly faster in red states than blue states. Murder rates rose by an average of 32.2 in states, about 2% difference, basically. Three of the five states that saw highest increases voted for Trump: Wyoming, South Dakota, and Nebraska, all rural states with no large cities that do not fit into the Republican narrative. Among states that voted for Biden, Wisconsin saw the highest increase at 63.2%. Yay! While Minnesota saw murders rise at 60% as well. Only one of the 10 states with the highest increase was among the top 20 states in population density, and that was Delaware, with a total population of less than 1 million. California's murder rate increased by 31%, about the national average, while New York had a higher than average increase of 45.8%. A 2021 analysis previously found that the murder rate increase in Republican-led cities was virtually identical to that in Democrat-led cities. Despite Republican claims, no city in the nation has defunded the police, and hardly any have cut police budgets. This is more than a matter of Republican talking points or Fox News commentary. Mainstream news outlets like CNN and New York Times have similarly pumped out countless headlines warning of rising murder rates in big cities. The current narrative around crime and murder is convenient and wrong, the Third Way report concluded. The data clearly paints a different story. The increase in murders is not a liberal city's problem, but a national problem. Get it? All of us. Murder rates are actually higher in Republican Trump-voting states that haven't even flirted with ideas like defund the police, the think tank said. A more accurate conclusion from the data is that Republicans do a far better job blaming others for high murder rates than actually reducing high murder rates. We've been talking about that on this show and on these airwaves for a while, but again, I'm interested in, you know, how we can fix this, how we can move on. But again, you have to look at the problem and recognize it for what it is. I have a couple of things to go and point towards what that is just a little bit. But let's go to the phones. How you doing, Mark? What's going on, man? Mark from the SAC, you're on the air. How you doing, buddy? Mark from the SAC is not available right now. He is off. All right, let's go, CJ. Tell me what you got, buddy.
You cannot be serious. I mean, to listen to you, this false narrative that your party never.
I'm just telling you the stats, CJ.
The police.
CJ.
It was written all over Madison.
CJ.
Straight up
CJ.
State Street.
Slow down. When has anybody defunded the police? When has it actually happened?
You campaigned on it because they know that.
I didn't campaign on it, CJ.
CJ,
are you denying? Hold on. Can you stop for just a freaking second, CJ? Are you denying the facts that I just put out there that the highest murder rates are in Trump-backed states? Do you deny that fact?
Oh my God!
Do you deny the fact?
This is really a.
Do you deny the fact that I just put out there? I gave you a fact that.
it's not a fact, and you know it. Look at Chicago. Has that been run? Look at Milwaukee.
You just said, what about Chicago? I'm telling you, eight of the highest murder rate states voted for Trump. Do you not deny that? Do you not see that? Yeah, I went through the cities, CJ. Go back and listen to the podcast. You're not listening whatsoever, man. This is why I don't listen to you. This is why I don't have you on the air. This is why I don't listen to you. Because I'm telling you over and over again, CJ, what the actual... You're done. You're done. I'm hanging up on you. You're done. Dude, I'm telling you what the actual facts are. I already went over the cities, you idiot. I already went over the cities. It's in a Salon piece. If you want to go and talk about this and actually talk about the thing, you go find your own facts. Okay? Do you have any facts? You never do. You never back them up with facts. This is written in Salon, okay? It's by Igor Derish, D-E-R-Y-S-H, published March 16th, 2022. It's called Republicans Blame Democrats for Crime, but New Data Shows Higher Murder Rates in Red States. If you want to go and deny the facts that I put out there for you, I went out and cited what I talked about. I went out and told you exactly what I'm saying. Coming out here and telling me, no, oh, it's a narrative. It's not a freaking narrative. It's actual data you can look up. You can go to the, you can go and look it up yourself. Telling me the sky is blue. My God. How you doing, Mark? Welcome back.
I'm doing good. Sorry, I was kind of just had the phone set down there. Yeah, CJ, every day he removes all doubt. And look up the quote, CJ. You remove all doubt every day.
Yeah.
But, you have to look up the facts, and the facts, you know, this is what the facts bear out, and the facts are that, you know, the president, you know, the other facts, CJ, is that the president has very little to do with it, what he can do about inflation. That's a fact, CJ. That's a fact. I mean, and unemployment is down. It's down lower than it's been for 40 years. That's a fact, CJ. I mean, yes, it's unfortunate we have inflation, but it's a combination of the fact the oil industry is gouging us. And other industries may be gouging us as well because of the trickle-down through effect of the oil prices. But the fact is, pent-up demand is having an effect on the economy. I mean, and the stock market, you know, overreacts to everything, and it's sad. And to go off on a little tangent that you got me thinking about, Brian, you talked about all the people that CSI or the Law and Order, you know, just things, all the people that work for that. I watch some movies and you watch the end credits waiting for the special little cookies they put in there. You see all the people that those movies employ. I mean, it's just hundreds of people those some of these movies employ.
Yeah.
I mean, that
they're walking corporations, and a lot of them, and thank you very much for the call, Mark. Yeah, a lot of those go to, are in Georgia now. There are a lot of those. You can do movies anywhere. They're popping up studios everywhere. I know Tyler Perry has made his own pretty much studio paradise as well. Those places hire hundreds and hundreds of people. I mean, think about traveling shows as well. They employ hundreds and hundreds of people. And they will fight against Hollywood, and they'll get mad about Hollywood. But those are some of the best paying jobs. Those people have worked in those jobs forever. It's great. Just to go back to you, if you want to go, what about Chicago, CJ? What about... Hey, what about Tulsa? What about Fresno? What about Bakersfield? Oklahoma City? Lexington, Kentucky? How about them, huh? What about Jacksonville, Florida? Bakersfield, huh? What about them? They have higher murder rates. But what about Chicago is the only thing he can talk about because that's all he knows. If you go and, you know, look up the facts, oh my gosh, I might be wrong. How you doing, Joe and Madison?
Well, it's too bad because if CJ just put down his prejudices for a while, he might learn something. And I thought it was fascinating to hear that there's a high murder rate in Bakersfield, which would prompt the question, why? What's going on there? Is it poverty? Have they had a particular industry that's moved out? Are they having problems with methamphetamine or fentanyl or some other thing? As you know, it's sort of devastated West Virginia for a long time, the opioids there. To me, the interesting part is what's happening. What is making Bakersfield be a particularly tough place for a murder rate? That's the question. That's the question.
That's the point. That's the important part. What is causing this murder rate? Not, oh, whose fault is it? It's probably the Democrats because I don't like them at this current point. No, it's neither Republicans nor Democrats' fault. It's proven in the data.
And it's sad when the first words out of his mouth were, you and your false narrative, rather than listening to the stats and saying, I wonder what's going on there. I thought what was one of the most important things you said this hour, many important things, is these list of cities. I would love to see a people ad that just talked about this again and again and said, you know, what about Chicago? What about Bakersfield? What about Chicago? What about Tulsa? That would make a great ad. But I think that the most interesting point you had, Brian, and I really, this just breaks my heart, is when you said that they estimate that somewhere around 60% of violence, murder rates, are related to domestic violence. Okay, now there is a really interesting one.
If you really want to stop murder rates, if you want to drop murder rate down, especially, and thank you very much for the call again, Joe. Yeah, if you want to get the murder rate down, go after domestic violence. Make it harder for people who are, you know, perpetrators of domestic violence to get a weapon. This is the easiest way to go and tackle this thing. Because most of the people that are actually murdered are murdered by someone they know. Most of the time, especially I would assume in rural areas where everybody knows everybody type of thing. You know what I mean? It's not like somebody roaming around rural areas murdering people. Sure, there are serial killers. That's anecdotal. In general, most of the murders are from people that you know. Let's go to Jeannie in Eau Claire. How you doing, Jeannie?
Hi. I have to say that I'm getting sick of listening to the bullying you guys.
I don't take it. I got the power of the veto there.
I still have to listen to that garbage when I know that you do your research. And, you know, you can't confuse CJ with the facts. He supports the lie, and I'm sorry, but they are liars now. You know, the old Republicans didn't pull this kind of crap.
No.
And a lot of them left the party. And these new Republicans are unbelievable, and they're a danger to our country, and they got to cut this crap out because they do not want to solve problems. They love chaos. They love starting fights. They love chaos. They love bullying, and they got a chip on their shoulder, and they don't give one iota about anybody but themselves, unfortunately. So, CJ, knock the crap off because you just make yourself look really bad. Why don't you get an education, and why don't you do something that could be good for our country instead of tearing people down that are trying to do good things for everybody? And thank you for letting me let off a little steam there.
Thanks, Jeannie. Appreciate it. Yeah, of course. Bye. Yeah, look, the fact is, you want to move on. You want to go and say, you know, I can't listen to you or whatever. You got to keep tabs on them every now and then. I always try and open up for, hey, what do you got for me? You want to talk? Are you going to go and argue with the facts, or are you going to just yell at me about, okay, you're going to yell at me. All right, bye. You know, it just isn't sinking in, and it's not going to. But unfortunately, we need more people to pull on this rope. It can't just be, you know, Dems, because again, like we said, Dems are buying this up too. Yeah, crime's a real big thing, and we got to stop this, you know, the way that we're doing. We got to hurt ourselves. Look, man, if you want to solve crime, you got to look at why this stuff is going up and address those problems. Not blame, oh, it's this policy or that policy. In general, don't forget, again, we are the most incarcerated country in the world. You know, I don't know what else to tell you. How much harder on crime do you want to be? Because again, people are locked up more than ever, and it doesn't seem to deter crime. I'm gonna give you another spin before I take some more calls on the next hour, but I see you guys lining up there. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, it's an everybody problem. When people get shot up in a crowd, nobody's going, geez, are they Democrat or Republican? Sometimes they do, though. I would have stat on that, too.